Let's talk about Over the Road. It begins in an hour and 10 minutes. The sales for the Magic Millions, and the managing director, Vin Cox, is online. Morning to you, Vin.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I didn't realise it was that close.
Yeah, it is. It's starting an hour earlier, Vin. Has anyone told you?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
You've got plenty of new lots coming through. We're just talking to Sebastian from Coolmore a little while late earlier in the show, Sebastian Hutch. Everything just seems to be on play, ready to go.
Yeah, look, as we say around the place, you know, we put on the dance, all the dancers are here, and hopefully they play their part. So it's all go.
Do we get someone out the front, Vin, to, you know, ring the bell, say hello, say hello, in you come?
Not quite that, but we do. The calling of arms, if you like, is reading the terms and conditions, and we'll get that going about 9:30.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned the key players. Just explain to our listeners who may not be a big salesperson, more listening to us, maybe having a putter or they're a sports follower. So you've got people from all parts of the world here?
We do. Obviously, a lot of domestic racing players, trainers, agents, breeders, owners, what have you. And similarly, from an international perspective, we've got a lot of people here from the United States, from Europe, from the Middle East, from all parts of Asia, South Africa, and across the ditch in New Zealand.
Plus, you also have people bidding via phone or the internet?
We don't have internet bidding as such. We do operate where you can bid over the phone, either through an agent or through one of our Magic Million staff. But this sort of sale, you tend to get the principals and the agents here in person.
We've had the tragic news this morning, Vin, that we've been talking about, the loss of Hell Singh. Outside that terrible loss that we've learned about this morning, the families that we consistently see going through sales, I mean, there's brothers to Sebring, we've got halves to Sizzling, who was a star up this way. I mean, the catalogue is full of them.
Oh, it is. We've got, as you say, half brothers and sisters to Golden Slipper winners in Capitalist and Sebring. We've got a foal out of a Golden Slipper winner in Miss Finland. The brother to Sizzling, who's a Group 1 winner up here. It's a very, very, very strong catalogue.
Yeah, it is. It's every day and Saturday night. It consistently coming through. Is this the strongest book you've had?
Well, we say it every year, but
I know that, but mean it. But mean it.
No, I think without shadow of doubt, and it wouldn't be only just me that say it. It says it. It's as strong a catalogue as we've seen.
And how long is the actual process from, or how many yearlings would you start with before you cull it down to who makes the select sale?
Oh, Glenn, we'd probably look at 2,500 horses all up across through the country and over in New Zealand. We start back in July and just gradually work our way through the different farms. Some farms back we go two and three times, obviously the bigger ones, and just whittle it down to a manageable number, and we go to print right on Melbourne Cup Day. And once the catalogue's out, we're on the road trying to attract the buyers to Magic Millions in January.
Well, lot one, as I say, is now about an hour and five away. It's out of a Group 2 winner in Faith Hill. It's the first of the Pieros, obviously, to go through, and we can't wait to see it go through. Sky Thoroughbred Central will be on air with a preview at 10:30 Sydney time, and then the coverage on Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 2 for the rest of the week. Magic Millions dominating Sky 2 for the rest of the week, and it's free to go and watch Sky 2 now, so there's plenty of ways, and of course you can go to the Magic Millions website and get more detail on it as well. Vin, I'll see you in a very short while.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks, Glenn.